Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you? Doug Gottlieb, Bucky Brooks, in for Dan the Danettes. This is The Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Seven sleeps away from college football. Seven. Oh, you're like, oh, I'm kind of excited about that. Yeah, I know you're excited about that. Who isn't? Bucky, by the way, is a high school football coach. He's got his first game today upcoming in... 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours. 3:30 local time. This is just kind of random question. Okay, like, do you feed them in high school? Do they have team meal?
Some teams do, but a lot of our kids get out at like 12 o'clock. They go and they eat. We tell them
if you were gonna feed them. Okay, like, things have changed so much
from our high school days.
Yes, yes. Like, I used to. So I had a trainer when I was in high school. The late Marv Brnovich.
Okay.
And Marv was one of the first converts to the zone diet, you know, 40%, but it was not complex carbs, right? It's natural carbs.
Yeah.
40-30-30, right? So, you know, the night before games, I was trying to eat, you know, grilled chicken and salads, whatever, and everybody was Olive Gardening it up.
Yeah.
Pasta, breadsticks. Yeah. I do the salad of Olive Garden. I still like the salad of Olive Garden today.
Breadsticks.
But the breadsticks,
everyone's carb loading.
Yeah.
Heavy.
So
heavy
when you feed them now, how many hours before? And
like, we haven't done it. It's so odd. At my previous school, we used to take them. We take them to a restaurant and they would order the stuff. So it's funny because nutrition is still important. I still don't know if it's filtered all the way down to like high school the way that it should, in terms of understanding, like, hey, this is a proper meal to get you ready to go. You want to have your peak performance. This is what you need to to eat. So it's it's one of these ever evolving things. I just hope they eat something so they're not completely passed out.
Yes, but then there's that magic. You want to eat something, but you want that kind of hungry tiger.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, you want some of that.
You want a little bit of that. Zach Jackson joins us, covers the Browns for The Athletic. Obviously, the Deshaun Watson settlement is all the news. It's the lead story on every newscast, every sports talk debate show, you name it. Zach, how is not just the suspension, but the Browns and specifically Deshaun Watson's response, how's it going over today in Cleveland?
Well, Deshaun's response is not going over real well. But, you know, I'm at the building now, and I think upstairs, I think there's a sense of relief. You know, obviously that there's something close to finality to the process that he's going to play. And that they can just move on. I mean, it hasn't been a major distraction to this point, but, you know, everybody knows that this is out there. It came yesterday when the Philadelphia Eagles are here for what, you know, the Browns coach Kevin Stefanski considers the most important 2 days of training camp. So Watson's not going to play the rest of the preseason. You know, when they do the roster cuts in 10 days, he's going to go away. But having some certainty, some football clarity, and you know, being able to move to the next phase, I think, is big as the Browns try to get ready. Because, look, if they're 5-6 with Brissett or whoever it's going to be, they're alive. They have the roster to do that, to even be better than that, right? So they just need to get down to the details and business and try to move past this to every inch that they can.
Okay, so let's assume Jacoby Brissett is going to be the guy doing this 11-game run. How are the Browns preparing to make it where they're able to kind of stay at that 500 mark with a quarterback who, look, he's been okay, but he's certainly not Deshaun Watson?
Well, Buck, they're going to take the ball out of his hands. They're going to feed Nick Chubb. They're going to feed Kareem Hunt. They might keep four running backs. They have a very good offensive line. They have a level of trust in Brissett. Now, I think their level of trust in Brissett was a lot more at 4 or 6 games, which they hoped and thought the suspension would be, than it is at 11. But he has played. They have had time. You know, they kind of flipped to last weekend to where he's getting every snap in the number ones. He's been here every day since April. He's played in 37 NFL games. So he doesn't move like Deshaun, and he doesn't throw like Deshaun. But they feel confident in what they've put around him. And I think they're just going to ride Nick Chubb. I think they really have not overused Nick Chubb in the last couple of years. And I think they're going to be ready to do so if necessary this year.
In terms of Jimmy Garoppolo, any chance they reach out there and say, look, we need another starting caliber quarterback?
Absolutely. You look at where the schedule goes, Doug, with the Bengals and Ravens back-to-back in October, come off the bye and play at Miami, at Buffalo. Jimmy would be a fit in the system. Jimmy is better than Jacoby Brissett. He has the experience. But, you know, are you going to bring him in here and break up what you've done and then break it up again in November? And then part of the reason that they never considered Jimmy Garoppolo, a big part, back in all their planning, was his injury history and the thought that it wasn't a huge talent upgrade. So plan A is obviously out the window, right? And they have taken all this on and off the field stuff. So I definitely think they're going to explore it. I definitely think they should explore it. But it's just not as easy as saying, okay, here's a 4 and 5. Let's bring in Jimmy, right? Like, there's salary cap implications, there's chemistry implications, and then there's, you know, what their true evaluations are of what they've seen of Brissett, I can't answer. So I think that is a big thing before they dive into, whatever else will come of it.
A lot of the focus has been on the offense and how they're going to navigate this without Deshaun Watson. But in my mind, I think the defense has to carry more weight. Is this defense prepared to maybe play a bigger role in this team's success?
It has to be, Buck. I think Greg Newsome, the second-year corner, is ready for a big leap from what I've seen. Now, they haven't had a lot of their guys in camp. And you know, when you're this experienced, you don't really need it. But if you look at Newsome taking a leap, Grant Delpit taking a leap, JOK, who they drafted last year, who I thought was phenomenal as a rookie. He's not for everybody, but he's freaky fast and rangy. I mean, if you're going to have Garrett and Clowney healthy, right, and you're going to have a lead and a chance to let those guys loose, you could be really good. They feel good about their secondary. It's not deep, but as long as they're healthy, they have playmakers. John Johnson, been around the NFL for a long time. I thought he was really good at the end of last year. So they remade the defense last year, and it wasn't very good until November, but it finished strong. So, yeah, there's a lot of talent there. And, you know, every game, every week is going to be a fight, and you're going to need your defense and your kicker, right? But if this defense stays healthy and if this defense can steal them, one or two, and when you look at the quarterbacks they play earlier in their schedule, I think that's a reasonable expectation. Then, yeah, then I think the defense can get them there to a point where they can be alive in December. And then, you know, you hope everything comes together eventually.
I'm not sure if people in Cleveland are aware, but I'm kidding. Baker Mayfield's going to be the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers likely week one. How did he lose that locker room?
How did he lose it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of personalities in that locker room. I don't think that Baker's jibed with all of them, and I just think the lack of performance, right? You know, they played on Thursday night, and Baker finally had to sit because of the injury. And a guy that lived online, Doug, didn't even take 5 seconds to go back on Instagram and say, proud of my teammates tonight. You know, he was away from the team for 2 weeks with the COVID thing, and he came in, he threw a bunch of picks, and John Johnson's on Twitter during the game saying, run the damn ball. Like, you know, the Odell thing took a lot out of everyone, and I can't say for certain that it drew a line from you were either on one side or the other, but I know a lot of guys were on one side or the other. Some of them talked about it publicly. You could see it in their face. Odell quits the team. They go beat the Bengals by 25. The next week they lose by 45, and the offense never recovered. So, yeah, I mean, when you look at the schedule, they play Baker in week one, and Deshaun is back for Houston. It's two things you couldn't make up, right? But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of feelings in week one, and frankly, there's going to be a lot at stake for a lot of people.
No, I ask because, look, I get how Baker looks and feels, and everybody, like when he walks in the room, you're probably like, I like that dude. I just don't know if he's got the goods, right? And that's what it felt like to me happened in Cleveland. Whereas eventually, like, look, I like Baker when I thought he could play, but I'm not sure he couldn't make the plays.
There's a video of the Steelers game last year where they fail in the fourth quarter, and Odell walks right by him like he's not even there on the sideline. And that would be, you know, Odell never came back in the building again, right? So that was that, but. You know, that was right before the trade deadline. That was kind of the impetus for all of this. And it got worse. When he played the Monday night game last year after they were eliminated and went on IR 2 days later, I was like, he's not coming back in the facility. You could feel it. Nobody would say it, but you could feel it in listening to the head coach and watching the head coach and watching Baker too. You know, Baker is Baker. He does not hide anything in his words or his body language. And it went really poorly from early November until early January. And we didn't know that all this was going to be the outcome, but those close to the team always knew that Baker wasn't coming back.
Okay. And thinking about that and thinking about Baker going to Carolina, because right now it's a bit of a honeymoon period. Do you think there's been enough time from the disappointment in Cleveland to joining a team in Carolina for him to kind of learn from those lessons that should have been learned?
I think so, Buck. I think last year in week one for the first three quarters, he played his best NFL game too. But yeah, I think a little bit of humility, a little bit of getting dragged out there. And then of course, you know, what went on with the Browns basically using Twitter to break up with him. You know, that was out there. If that doesn't humble you, there's a problem. And he's got this opportunity. He's only under contract for this year. He had to give money back to the Panthers to facilitate this trade. He should have every reason to want to have a big year, to be locked in for his future, and then it's even spicier because they play the Browns right away.
Zach, awesome stuff. Zach Jackson, he writes for The Athletic. He covers the Browns. Obviously has a world of information on the team that, frankly, everybody's been talking about, will continue to be talking about. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you soon.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Zach Jackson joining us. The whole inner workings of the locker room are amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, one thing that we know, you can't fool players. And so it's one thing to come in with a lot of pomp and circumstance and fake bravado. It's another thing to then actually have to play and do it. And so a lot of it is your ability to look at someone and say, man, that's a baller. And people know it pretty quickly. People also know how you respond to adversity and how you bounce back and how you play in big moments, and all this stuff matters. And so it's really important for Baker going forward to keep his head down, to kind of grind, and to ultimately perform, because all the other stuff doesn't matter. It comes down to performance and production, and guys have to see it and feel it from you before they can follow you.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how that thing evolves in Carolina, and it starts week one against the Cleveland Browns.
I mean,
you can't
script it.
You cannot make that thing up. And that one, I don't know how much. I'm trying to think of when the schedule release was, when the schedule was made, if it was, it probably wasn't actually planned, but gosh, it seemed to work out perfectly.
It's great. Must-see TV. Perfect.
Must. And it's not just must-see TV. Like, look, Chargers-Raiders starts the season. That was the last game of the regular season last year. That was incredible. So you start, okay, that's kind of like planned out. You could see that being, like, the Raiders are more popular in L.A. than the Chargers. Like, all that feels like a great scheduling thing when it came up. You saw the Browns and Carolina to start the year going back 4 or 5 months ago, you'd be like, this is a weird game to start the year. Now, it's the perfect game. It's the perfect game to start the year. All right, coming up next, the Pittsburgh Steelers have not one, not two, but three quarterbacks, including a hometown product they drafted in the first round. Who starts for him? Find out next on The Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of The Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb, Bucky Brooks in for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. I love this. I love the term that Mike Tomlin used for Kenny Pickett and the snaps and the reps that he's going to get. Bucky is a varsity high school football coach. He also does the preseason games for the Jaguars and do the sideline for the Jaguars during the regular season. He has the Move the Sticks podcast, but more than anything, like, this is the talk of real sports talk is this. He said Kenny Pickett's going to get more varsity time in the next game versus the Steelers. I think I know what that means, but you're the football guy. Tell me what it means.
They want to see Kenny Pickett play against the starters.
The ones.
They want to get a chance to see him play against good. So when he talks about varsity, yeah, they put him in the game. Last week, he was the third quarterback to go into the game.
That's playing the
he
JV.
He played against the JV guys, right. The backups, the twos, the threes, and maybe some of the guys that won't be there. He was spectacular against that crew. So now what happens in football, if it's a meritocracy, hey, you earned a little more time. And they're not saying that this is a real quarterback competition, but when you start flipping the rotation and you have a young guy, particularly a first-round pick that impresses – if he impresses against the varsity, Mitchell Trubisky, and then it'll be a real conversation as to who will be the starting quarterback in week one.
Well, I think it's interesting because you have Trubisky's the best athlete,
mm-hmm.
right? Mason Rudolph has the best knowledge of the system and of the team, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm sure there's a certain amount of respect he has within that building, having actually been a starting quarterback for the Steelers. Trubisky does carry some of the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
of Chicago, more so than obviously than Buffalo. But then you have Pickett, who he runs the benefit. And this is one of those things where it's like an interesting thing for like a high school kid trying to choose a college, right? Where you're viewed totally differently if people at the college saw you play in high school. So they saw you at your best.
Yeah.
And I think the same is true in the pros, right? The fact that he played at Pittsburgh in that same stadium, and it wasn't just the executives, just the city, saw him play. He kind of carries a respect,
mm-hmm.
maybe slightly above the level of his actual talent. I think that helps him in this thing.
It absolutely helps him. First round pick, I would say, you know, he's not from hometown hero in terms right. of college star that goes and does, kills it his first appearance. He was very comfortable because that's the stadium that he always played in. There were a bunch of Pitt fans there. It felt like his teammates from college were there watching him. He had a lot going on. Those, whatever, 13 for 15, just lights it up, throwing the ball all over the yard. So now what you do is you give him more time against the Jaguars to see, is it too big for him against the ones? If he looks like he looked in the first game, now becomes a real hard conversation with Mike Tomlin, the coaching staff, about how do we handle this? Do we let it play out and go into the regular season and let Mitch Trubisky start the season as the starter and then – maybe wait for an opening, or do we just pull the band-aid off and say, hey, we're going to play the young quarterback and figure it out?
Tom has never had a losing season. The defense appears to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
One would think their running game is better. I mean, one of the reasons the running game was bad last year, I was told by a couple of Steelers that Big Ben would not get under center. He did not want to turn his back to the defense and play action. So that obviously hurts your running game when you got to do everything out of the shotgun. So it does open up the playbook to a certain extent. Do you factor in who you play? And I ask you because they begin the season against the AFC champions. Then you take on the New England Patriots.
Mm.
Then you take on the Cleveland Browns on the road before you get the Jets at home. That one appears to be the soft landing. It is followed by the Bills on the road. Then you got the Buccaneers at home, Dolphins on the road. Like, it's not an easy schedule. And that division, so I don't know if you can pick and choose, but does that, as a coach, does that affect your decision?
Sometimes you look for the nice entryway. If you had an early bye, if the bye was early in the year, that's normally the transition point, because you can take the week of practices leading into the bye, then coming out of the bye, you have 2 weeks to get your quarterback ready to play. This is different because that slate is very difficult. So maybe you hold him out in that.
I think the Browns game, I think that's a Thursday night game.
Right after the Browns game could be the moment.
Because you play the Jets, yeah. And you have a longer time to
prep. You have a longer time to prep. Longer week to prepare so you can do it. So maybe that is a deal. And then you always have, if you start Trubisky, it's a lot easier to go to Kenny Pickett, because now Mitch Trubisky isn't necessarily affected. He doesn't have like hard feelings because he felt like he was wronged.
Right.
Now you can at least let him maybe play his way out of the job, but knowing that Kenny Pickett is closing, he's closing fast.
Yes, and you, I don't think you can do, it's very hard to do what Miami did to Tua. Like, once you start the kid, you start the kid, you don't pull him.
Yeah, you gotta keep him in. Once you make the decision that he's your starter, you have to keep him in.
So that's where there doesn't have to be a rush to do it, and you just kind of play it by ear. But I love the term varsity, right? Like JV.
Yeah.
That's always a fun one. That levels dudes off right away. Like, that was great. Now do it against the varsity. Now this is varsity sports. What about New England? And I said that Michael Lombardi joined us earlier, and of course he's worked for Belichick, and he talked about how Belichick has always had his fingerprints on everything, including the offense. So the idea that this is something new, it's new because there's no Josh McDaniels. It's new because you have no defined offensive coordinator. My thought on it was, look, I understand this is not traditional in comparison to the rest of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But are we really questioning Bill Belichick? Like, again, everybody makes bad decisions. Everybody makes mistakes. Like, he's kind of been amazing for 25 years. Like, I don't think people have a healthy respect for 2 years ago. Cam Newton couldn't throw a football.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They won 7 games with a quarterback who wasn't with them in training camp. They lost 8 guys to opt out to COVID, and they still found a way to win 7 games. Cam Newton couldn't throw a football.
Yeah.
And then last year with a rookie quarterback in a good division. Right? Miami may not have gotten off to a good start as a pretty good football team by the end of the year. And the Bills were, if not the best, one of the best teams in the NFL. And they got to the playoffs last year with a rookie quarterback and a remade team. Like, I guess my thing is, you just, how much do you question Belichick, even if this is a non-traditional way of calling plays?
Yeah, it's a non-traditional way of calling plays. I had no idea you were going to take us there. But here's what I find fascinating. I think most people assume that the only people who can have offensive ingenuity are guys that come from the offensive side of the ball. And I would tell you that if you know defense, you know offense. So Matt Patricia spending most of his time on the defense side of the ball, he certainly understands what is very, very difficult to defend. Now, calling the game from that side takes some work, because it takes time to get into a flow in the rhythm, and how do you set things up? How do you come up with a list of complementary plays to go with your base stuff and all of that? But I think people need to dig deeper, because when you work for the Patriots, one thing they do with their players, coaches, and executives, everyone cross-trains. So, Doug, if you came in as a defensive back, they may ask you to play some wide receiver. Or if you've only coached defensive backs, they may ask you to coach wide receiver,
because
they want you to understand the entire game, the picture, because it flips. If you're only in defensive meeting rooms, you hear speculation about how the offense thinks. But until you play on that side, until you're in that room, then you're like, oh, that's what they think. And then sometimes you figure like, oh, they have no idea what we're talking about on defense. And so that knowledge is important in terms of building out your staff. And so because he is the overseer and the ultimate puppeteer, he can figure it out, and they'll figure out how to get this thing. So I am not in a panic over the Patriots offense, because it's preseason. And this is the experimental phase for the Patriots. And also, they use the first 4 games of the regular season as an extended part of the preseason before they figure out, okay, this is how we must play for our team to maximize their talent.
Yes, but if you decide in the preseason of those first 4 games, holy crap, we should have signed an offensive coordinator, should have hired an offensive coordinator. You can't do it in game 5.
No, you can't do it. But they've done this, I want to say, early 2000s, they had maybe a quarterback who was sick or whatever, and Belichick had to spend more time working with the quarterbacks. He always has been able to jump in. It is not what I would call ideal, but I would say this. Tom Landry went from being a very talented and respected defensive coordinator to being the guy who called plays for Dallas Cowboys when he was a head coach. Bill Belichick has always had reverence for the legends and history and those things. And so in his mind, he probably feels like, worst case, I could step in and fix this if it needs to be fixed.
We mentioned Jacksonville. Obviously, you've seen them in the preseason. You have to go back more to Trevor Lawrence was the next Andrew Luck, right? Mm-hmm. You go back, he was the can't-miss prospect. He would have been taken number one overall the year before, maybe even his after his freshman year, obviously, as well. Where is he developing with this new offense and this new coaching staff?
I think he's back to kind of being the player that we thought he would be when he came out of Clemson. There was a lot of the comparison in terms of can't-miss prospect, guy that was very similar to Andrew Luck in terms of you know what you're getting when you get him in the building. I say all of that stuff is still true. Outstanding talent. Guy has big-time arm talent. He's very athletic. He plays the position like you want to see it play in a new school way, meaning he can do all the stuff from the pocket, but he also has the athleticism to do it. I compared him to, look, man, I think he's Justin Herbert plus. I think he can do the same things that Justin Herbert can do in this league, but I think he might be a little more dynamic and explosive. Now, the key will be, how does Doug Peterson unlock that potential? And one of the ways that you can unlock it is making sure that what you're doing from a schematic standpoint fits how Trevor plays and how he wants to play. And so it becomes more of a partnership than a dictatorship. And they're working on that. You have Mike McCoy, who has been a head coach, an offense coordinator, as the quarterback coach, and then you have Press Taylor. So the one thing that has really worked is it's very quarterback-centric when it comes to the offensive room, and everyone is saying, and Trevor has said this, everyone is speaking the same message. And that is really important, that the words that the quarterback hears, the messaging is consistent throughout the building, and so that gives them a chance to be successful.
Okay, that division's kind of wonky, right? Like there's an outside thought that maybe the Colts have it,
mm-hmm.
Because you know Matt Ryan indoors can still deliver the football well enough, and they got everything else kind of working. The Texans, I think, were better than people thought they would be, but I still there appears to be still a ceiling there of are they actually any good, right? And Tennessee, like, look, you still have Derrick Henry. You still have a dynamic defense, but losing A.J. Brown, boy, that feels like a blow to how they wanted to play, right? Get eight in the box and then find a way to get it to A.J. Brown. Where is Jacksonville in that mix?
They feel, I would say, they're optimistic in terms of if they can navigate the first part of the season. I would say on defense, they are big. I mean, they are huge on defense. The number one overall pick, Trayvon Walker, he's a giant. And so they're playing a 3-4 scheme where you have him at one outside linebacker, Josh Allen, who's been a Pro Bowl player, at the other outside linebacker. They're big on the inside. And so defensively, they feel like they can create chaos and beat you up at the line of scrimmage. The key will be offensively, can the weapons perform well in elevated roles, meaning Christian Kirk, can he go from being a number two, number three, to being a guy who kind of morphs into a number one in Jacksonville? Zay Jones, who was a 2-3 previous spots, can he be a solid number two to go with Marvin Jones? Can Evan Ingram return to being a Pro Bowl caliber player? You're asking a lot of things to hit, but if they hit, offensively they have enough firepower to allow Trevor Lawrence to play at a high level.
The step up in from number two to number one is a gigantic. It's like going from assistant coach to head coach, right?
It's different. It's a different role and responsibility.
Definitely different. You mentioned Zay Jones. I know we talk about the Cowboys too much because they're so popular and they're also so polarizing. But I also think that some of our stuff on the Cowboys, look, I think CeeDee Lamb's going to be amazing. And they obviously do too, because they're building this thing a little bit around him. But he doesn't have a lot around him to start the year. He just doesn't. And my question is, and this is a purely a non-football guy to a football guy question. Everybody knows Pollard can catch the football, but that's as a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it change if you're in the slot? Like, now you're, instead of going against linebackers, now you're going against nickel corners. Doesn't that change? Not necessarily. It's a little bit of the step up you're talking about for Christian mm-hmm. Kirk, right? Going from a running back who catches the ball in the flat or option routes to being a slot wide receiver. that feels like a bigger jump than people are giving it credit.
It is a bigger jump, and you have to have those tools in your bag if you're going to be able to make it. When Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey kind of became that, you could see that in college. You saw that in workouts. You could see them run routes like wide receivers. It wasn't new to them. The big thing with Tony Pollard, because Dallas and the Dallas Cowboys fandom, there's always this debate between Tony Pollard should be the one, because when I see him play, he's more dynamic in those things. But the difference is, there's a difference being the workhorse and the change of pace. When you're the workhorse and the number one, you know that you're getting all of the heavy stuff early in games, all the big hits, all the contact. You expected the shoulder load. When you're the change of pace guy, the defense has kind of been – the meat has been tenderized a little bit. You kind of pop in, pop out. You have a couple big plays. You go to the sideline. It not only requires a different skill set to be the workhorse, but a different mentality. And can you grind it out? And can you go 15 carries for 38 yards and then from carries 15 to 20 compile your 100-yard day? Everybody's not built to do that.
You know what that reminds me of? It's a conversation I had with a friend of mine who's an assistant in the NBA. And we were talking about sixth man to starter, right? And that sixth man, like, you know, you're playing against backups, right? Like, you're playing against backups. So, and there's not the, you can just come in, like, you look at so many sixth man guards, the Jamal Crawford kind of position, the Bobby Jackson. You don't have to run offense. You ain't got to,
it's me.
But just go get buckets.
You
are brought in to go get buckets. Right? Whereas when you're the starter, you got all you got to get, make sure everybody gets, you know, you got a Chris Paul, you got to make sure everybody gets their sugar early on in the game. You got to read the game, understand the coverage, you know, you get a couple shots in and then you kind of slowly progress. That's what the change of pace back is, the sixth man, and the workhorse is the starter. Right?
Yeah, that is that. Basketball, football, at the pro level, it's a league and a game full of specialists. And the coordinator or the coach, his job is to make sure that he uses the specialists in the right way. And so the play caller has to have enough experience and expertise to have a vision for how I want this to play out, to make sure that everyone gets their touches so they can do the best job within the system. And so there's an art to that, and it takes a while to figure out, okay, Tony Pollard is best in this, but Zeke is best in that.
Yeah.
How can we manage the game and navigate it where they're both being asked to do what they do really well without disrupting the flow of the offense in real time? That is hard, and that is an acquired skill that only happens through experience.
Yeah, and I think the other part is, although we're both kind of believers in Belichick, what you said about the Cowboys – and the rhythm that the players require, that's also, there's a rhythm to the play calling that, that goes with it. And then the Jaguars, where they have a room and they have a team that is solely dedicated to helping their young quarterback, where you don't, or from the outside, you don't necessarily get the sense of that New England. So it does kind of come full circle in that conversation. With Bucky Brooks, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. By the way, you can hear more of Bucky if you just download Move the Sticks, his podcast. Of course, or you get to see him or hear him on Jacksonville Jaguars games. And of course, you can see Move the Sticks on the NFL Network as well. But coming up next, we're going to put Bucky's musical taste to the test.
Ooh.
Musical taste to the test. That's the tease. That's next to the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change. Things change. People change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Doug Gottlieb, Buggy Brooks, in for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Well, Michael Jackson, if you're not listening to the podcast, you can hear it. Still a great song.
Yeah. Come on, man. Like that. So you can tell me this is what we test on? Hey, all this. All this Michael Jackson stuff.
No. That's not the test. That's not
no.
the test. So there's
like,
a new. I don't get into the. I don't really understand the Thursday night. Like Thursday night football's got a theme song. Like I watch football to watch football, but I do understand that to some people it's a thing. Okay, so Amazon has Thursday night football, right? That's right. And Amazon, I think almost everybody there seems to have come on the. Broadcast the game side from NBC. And so the same idea comes in with the music, the Thursday night music. So it has been released. I want your immediate reaction when you hear it.
Are you ready for Thursday night football?
Not feeling it.
I mean, I'm not.
Dr. Brooks is not feeling it right now.
I'm not in love with it. The first part of it, I felt like it was.
It's like a buildup there, though.
It was like a buildup. I'm going into the Coliseum, the Gladiator, that stuff. And then somewhere through it changed. That would not.
Well, you're going to put a bunch of highlights over it and hard hits and guys getting decapitated and carried off the field and limbs laying there and whatever.
That doesn't get me excited.
No? Doesn't do it for
you?
Not
yet.
Okay.
Maybe I need the visual to go with it.
I think you need the visual. TV is a visual medium.
Maybe I need the visual to go with it. Maybe they have some splashy highlights and that stuff. But right now.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So if Bucky Brooks was Simon Cowell, he would... You hated it. It's terrible. Yeah. But it was terrible? It's just missing something.
I say it's missing something.
Missing something.
Well, because I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you running basketball practices or whatever. You know what the young people like, right? You dropped that in the basketball arena before? I think we're trying to get excited.
I get my thing is like, what is the target demo? Okay. Now, is the target demo like older dudes that like NFL films? Because that feels like a new wave NFL films sort of song. That's what it feels like. It does kind of feel, I could see it, smell it, feel it like football. But I always thought those songs were designed to bring in people that aren't traditional football people, right? That's why you have Carrie Underwood do it, because, well, Carrie Underwood's beautiful and super attractive. And American Idol, right? She's not, but she doesn't reek football. She's married to a hockey player.
Yeah.
So anyway, I always thought that, you know, it's like the musical guest at halftime is usually designed, halftime of the Super Bowl, is usually designed for everyone else, because people who watch football are going to watch football.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's for everybody else. That's the part to me that kind of misses. It's, I actually like it. I can see it and feel it and sense it. I just don't know who it's supposed to appeal to that it's gonna supposedly bring them in.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bring in a new demographic. It doesn't bring in anything where if you're just casually just kind of walking by, you hear it like, oh, let me start and see what's... No, that doesn't do it. I would think if you want the younger demographic, it has to be a little hipper, a little more bass in it.
Get a DJ, get some...
Something. Yeah. Something. Oh, I mean, that's more ravish. That's more Vegas. I think the young people would want maybe DaBaby, Little Baby, something like that. Something that has a little more edge to it.
I'm not... Which one was the one with the comment? There's one with the comments who I can't remember if it's Little or Duh. I like both babies. I think I'm trying to think which one it was. There's one.
It was DaBaby.
DaBaby. So DaBaby is out. DaBaby is out. Very talented, but DaBaby is out.
Yeah.
Lil Baby has a chance there. Maybe a compilation. Lil Baby with somebody else.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to the conversation of the day, which continues to be Deshaun Watson. 11 games. There's a lot of people who are going to sit there and go, man, like that's not enough. Then when you look at it, it's the strongest suspension that we've ever seen for something, and financial suspension. No player's ever been fined $5 million. I think the problem is the scale, right? Everybody knows he's making $240 guaranteed over the next 5 years. And so they feel like $5 million by comparison isn't enough. What's your lasting thought? Because next week, I don't think people are going to be talking about Deshaun until Deshaun comes back. Your lasting thought on the suspension agreement?
They had to meet like a middle ground to be able to get this off the front pages. They knew that the suspension was not, the original suspension with Sue Robinson wasn't going to satisfy the interests of outside. And so the NFL wanted to make sure from a PR standpoint, they took care of that part of it. For Deshaun Watson, look, man, he had the way it played a long game. He could, you know, roll the dice and see if, you know, the suspension was going to be a year or longer, because they talked about indefinite and maybe it being a year at a minimum. And then at some point, football players want to play. And you knew he was itching to play after voluntarily sitting out last year.
Yeah.
The prospect of being out two full seasons, man, that's almost a lifetime in real time when it comes to football time. So he had to get back to playing. And so I think this gives him an opportunity to get back on the field this season. Hopefully in his mind, he will be able to put it behind him while acknowledging the error of his ways and trying to work on that through counseling and other stuff.
I think that the challenge is going to be, as you pointed out early in the show, is now he's LeBron first year in Miami. He's going to be
the
most hated guy.
Yeah.
Right? The most hated guy in the NFL. And you can sit there and go like, well, he deserves it and he this or he that. Like, that's fine. And lots of guys like, yeah, bring it on. It's just a different feeling when you're – Deshaun Watson has always been beloved.
Yeah, because some people are built to be the villain.
Right.
Like, some people walk in the thing and they don't mind like being booed and hated and all that other stuff. Other guys want to be loved and beloved by the fans. And so if you're Deshaun Watson and you've always been the guy who everyone has loved and celebrated, it's hard walking into the stadium when everyone is booing and you're getting all the other stuff. Can you lock in and focus in the midst of that? It's a different –
You know, I got to say that you have people conflating this with the Calvin Ridley suspension, and I understand it's easy to go like, well, a guy bets on a game on one, you know, a weird parlay on his team, he gets a whole year. this guy's accused of, and the NFL found him guilty of sexual assault, you know, and with these four women. Like, well, these are non-comparable. That's a non-sequitur.
Yeah, right?
Like, anybody who's ever played college sports knows the FBI comes and meets with you before the season.
It's a problem.
Do not bet on football. You will lose your career. Calvin Ridley would be very fortunate to have a career. You know, gambling is the lifeblood of this sport. More than any other sport, gambling is the lifeblood of it. You cannot bet on your sport, period. It has nothing to do with the personal conduct.
It has nothing to do with that, because what they're talking about is the integrity of the game and as the game plays out. Deshaun Watson's issue, like, doesn't impact what happens.
It's a personal integrity.
It doesn't impact what happens between the lines.
Yes.
Calvin Ridley venturing into that space could eventually impact how the game is played between the lines, which is why the NFL wanted to head it off at the hit.
Do you think the Browns should go and get help? Like, I mean, I think you play the waiting game. You hope Garoppolo is probably going to get cut at some point in time. Then you go after him. You get him on the cheap.
You have to get him on the cheap. I don't think he's a significant upgrade over Jacoby Brissett. I understand why people are concerned about Jacoby Brissett playing, but this team is going to be built on the running game and the defense. Jimmy Garoppolo, look, he had a great situation in San Francisco, and they grew tired of having him as a quarterback. I don't see the difference. I don't see what he will do in Cleveland on a short run to be able to prepare and
plus,
get him
if you bring him in, you run the risk of ups. Jacoby Brissett's a great dude, and he's been through a lot of it, right? Mm-hmm. And he's been, you know, New England let him walk away. Obviously, Indy, you know, he was a stopgap in Indy. He's been through a lot, and that's why he has a job. But still, you run the risk of...
You could run the risk of losing the locker room.
Correct.
If this guy's been here the entire time, and then Jimmy Garoppolo is the Johnny come lately, it could mess with, you know, the fabric of the chemistry of the locker room. So you have to be really, really careful when you make those decisions.
All right, you prepared for your game tonight?
Yeah, we're good.
Who you guys play?
Playing Arleta.
Arleta. Bad news for Arleta.
I don't know about that.
Run the damn ball. Run the ball, coach. Run. How do you handle the parents? That's what I...
That's a difficult. That's always the hardest thing to parents. But we're going to be okay. We'll be all right.
You know what? When you win, usually they're happy. For Bucky Brooks, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Download Move the Sticks. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.